This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Haba, welcome everyone. Last year before Pesach, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva, the Mishnah in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tezayin, Amar Aleph, going on to Kuf Tezayin Mabez. Ram Gamliel Hoya Oimer. Ram Gamliel used to say, Kol Shaloy Omer Shaloy Shadvar Melu B'Pesach. Anyone who does not say the following three things on Pesach, Lo Yotze Yidei Chayvasai, does not fulfill his Chiyuv. Ve'eluhin, here they are. Pesach, Matzah, Umarar. Pesach, Ashem Shapasach HaMakim HaBatei Avisein B'Mitzrayim. Pesach, because Ribbono Shel Olam jumped over our homes in Egypt. Shenemar, Va'amartem Zevach Pesach U'Lashem Asher Pasach. Matzah, Alshem Shenigalu Aviseinu Mimitzrayim. Matzah, because our forefathers were redeemed from Egypt. Shenemar Vayifu Asabotzek Asher Etzim Mimitzrayim Ugois Matzahis. Maror, Alshem Shemeru HaMitzrayim Eschai Aviseinu Mimitzrayim. Maror, because they made us miserable. That's the Mishnah Msachim. And this Mishnah is actually mentioned in the Haggadah. The Mishnah is mentioned in a little bit of a more extensive format. Kemat, word for word, just a couple extra words. Gamliel Haya Oimer, anyone who doesn't say these three things is not Yotzer Chiyuv. Pesach Matzah Umarar. Pesach, the Baal Haggadah says that we used to eat. Bizman Shabbos Megdash Hayakayim Al Shum Ma. Al Shum Shapasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Batei Avisein B'Mitzrayim. And the Haggadah brings the whole pasuk Va'amartem Zevach Pesach U'Lashem. Matzah, why do we eat it? Because we didn't have a chance to let our bread rise, and the Baal Haggadah says an incredible thing that it doesn't say in the Mishnah. Ad shenigla aleya melech malchei amlochim hakadosh baruch hu, until the Ribbono Shel Olam revealed himself to us, which is a pella. Where in the Torah does it say the Ribbono Shel Olam revealed himself to Klal Yisrael? It doesn't say that. Maybe Al Hayam, it says, Zekelim Amir, it doesn't say in the Chumash that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam revealed himself to Klal Yisrael. Where does it say that? Last year, Wednesday night, right before Pesach, the last year, we set over from the Baal HaLashem a completely opposite pshat than the Arizal is normally understood. Typically, we understand that the Arizal says that had we remained in Mitzrayim a moment longer, we would have fallen to the point of no return and we would have descended forever in the abyss of spiritual impurity. The Lashem, Rav Shlomo Yofshe, says just the opposite. Since Ribbono Shel Olam revealed himself to us in Mitzrayim in such an unprecedented way, we would have reached the 50th level of Kedusha, so Hashem had to get us out of there before the Achras Hayomim came prematurely. Meaning the revelation was so powerful, had we had an opportunity to take it in a moment longer, we would have risen up so high, so fast, then Mashiach would have come and it wasn't the time yet. Maror zesh anu oichlam ha'shuma. Because the Mitzrayim embittered our lives. Fine, very good. So I'm sure many came tonight to hear some good Divrei Torah for the Seder. But that's not what we're here for tonight. You want good Divrei Torah for the Seder? There's something called TorahAnytime.com. There are a lot of Magidei Shurim. I have a few Shurim on there as well. And you have Divrei Torah to listen to. I'll end off with a deal-breaking Var Torah. The best Var Torah on the Seder. The most important Var Torah you ever say on the Seder. But that's not what tonight is all about. Tonight is about understanding Ram Gamliel. Understanding Ram Gamliel. You want to toss me a battery? Tonight is about understanding Ram Gamliel. What is Ram Gamliel saying? You could have it, it's a gift. What is Ram Gamliel saying? Ram Gamliel says, Kol shaloi amar shaloi shadvar me'elu b'pesach. Right? Ram Gamliel came into the Beis Medrash. Ram Gamliel, imagine, he stood up. He said, Marv Rabbi, I have to tell you something very important. Anyone who doesn't say these three things, he blew it. He missed the boat. La Yatza Yidei Chai Vasai. Which Chiyuv? Which Chiyuv are you not Yotze? Right? So whoever doesn't say these three things is not Yotze the Chiyuv. What Chiyuv? What Chiyuv are you not Yotze? So comes the Rashbats. The Rashbats is one of the Rishonim on the Haggadah. There's a Haggadah, the Toras Chaim Haggadah, that gives you all the Rishonim. And the Rashbats says, Zois HaMishnah number 3, Hi Va'aperek Arvei Psachim. V'hoye Oimer Ram Gamliel, and Ram Gamliel would say, ki bichlal ha-hagada huloimar shloisha dvarim elu. Part of the Haggadah is you must say the reasons for Pesach Matzah and Marar. V'im loy amran, and if you didn't say it, lo yotze yidei choyvas v'higada telebincha. You are not yotze the chiyav of Haggadah. You said manishtana. You said avadim ayinu. You said dayenu. You even sang shwekis v'hisha amda. You did every, you covered all the, no. If you didn't say Rav Gamliel Haya Omer Koshal Omer Shoshal Omer Pesach Lo Yotzo Yidei Chayvos of Haggadah. Okay, there's a very important shita that when Rav Gamliel said you're not Yotze, what chiv are you not Yotze? The chiv of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That is the shita of the Rashbates. Comes the Ravon. The Ravon says Yidei Chayvosai Shal Kriyas Haggadah. You're not Yotze the chiv of saying the Haggadah. I believe in the Parish of Rashi, now what Parish of Rashi? The Parish of Rashi on the Haggadah, it's attributed to Rashi. Whether it's Rashi, usually when they attribute Parishim to Rashi, it's not Rashi, but in the Parish attributed to Rashi, he also says, what Chiv are you not Yotze? The Chiv of the Haggadah. Fine. I mean, that's Pasha Pshat. Or is it? Comes a Ramban in the Melchamos on Masechta Brachos. You ready for Ramban? The Ramban says, what does it mean? Lo yatzu yidei chayvasai. Says the Hilga Ramban v'oid mishum. He's talking about the Gemara that says, if you don't daven v'sikin, you're not yoytzei. What does it mean, you're not yoytzei? You're not yoytzei. It means, you're not yoytzei v'sikin. Right? Obviously. Just like, says Ramban, when Ram Gamliel said, he didn't mean you need to eat Pesach Matzah Marar again. So what do you see from the Ramban? First of all, Ramban is learning when Rabbi Gamliel says, lo yatza, it's lav dafka lo yatza, it just means lo yatza on the highest level. But you also see something even more important, that what are you not yoytze? You're not yoytze the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. You're not yoytze the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And you're not yoytze the mitzvah of Achilas Marar. So we have this a major machlokes rishonim. When Rav Gamliel got up and he said, he gave his ultimatum. Even though people want to know, what kind of title is that, Rav Gamliel's ultimatum? It's not an ultimatum, right? Is it an ultimatum? Well, it's not an ultimatum. He didn't say, no, I want to say it is an ultimatum. Anyone who doesn't do this, you know what's going to happen to you? You're not Yotze. It's an ultimatum. Okay, we could debate that, whether it's a good title. It's definitely, it's going to get more hits than if I just said Ram Gamliel's statement, right? So, right, Meir? We welcome Meir Sarnes from TorahAnytime.com, who loves my titles of the Shiurim, right? So, anyway, so that's the Shaila. What did Ram Gamliel mean? Lo Yotze. Did lo yatza mean that you're not yotze the mitzvah of Haggadah, or does he mean you're not yotze the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, and Marah? Okay, and we're going to analyze this. The first thing we want to do is establish what does the Rambam hold? What is the Rambam Shita? What is, in terms of understanding what Ram Gamliel is trying to convey, is Ram Gamliel giving us a halacha, an aspect of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, or does he give us an aspect of the mitzvah Pesach Matzah Marar? Comes the Rambam. The Rambam says like this in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet and Hey. Take a look at number 6. Vitzarach Lahaschil Begnos. You need to begin about the disparagement of the Jewish people, Ulesayim Bishvach, and conclude with praise. You know, I think it's interesting to think about it. Let's say you would meet a guy who's a great Talmud Chacham, and his Balmida, his Yor Shemayim, and his father maybe wasn't observant. I think people might look down on him. He doesn't have, you know, Spitz Yichus. He doesn't have, you know, doesn't come from, no, you know, every year, the night of the Seder, we have to remind ourselves that at one point in time, you know, our Yichus was not so, not so great at ourself, right? But not just that. You have to be maschil beginai. Says the Rambam, you have to understand, talk about Terach. Let's not beat around the bush. Terach was not like a good-hearted, you know, secular Jew. The Rambam says, he was a koifer, he was a toya, he was roidef achar avoides alilim. He was a Rasha. He was a Rasha Merusha. He was a wicked person. No, not, Yeah, he's about tshuva, but he comes from, and his parents are not, but he comes from good stock. No, we don't come from good stock. We don't come from. Terach was lohot after Avodah Salim. He was a toya. He was a koifer. He was a koifer by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but what happened? Masayim b'das ha'emes. And we conclude talking about the true religion that Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought us close, and he separated us from the umos, and he brought us close to the unity of Hashem's name. And we talk about are the bad times in Egypt, and all the torture, and all the difficulties, and we conclude by speaking about the miracles and the wonders. How do we do that? By darshaning the parsha of Arami Oved Avi. Now, this line of the Rambam has nothing to do with tonight's shir, but I just want to point out, the Rambam says, besides the halacha of Kol Hamar B'Lasar B'Tzias Masar Marezah Meshubach, which the Rambam writes elsewhere, the Rambam says, Kol HaMoisif Umarech B'Drash Parshazu. The more you darshan the psukim of Arami Oved Avi, Hareza Meshubach. It's an incredible Rambam. Everybody knows Kol Hamar B'Lasar B'Tzias Masar Hareza Meshubach. And the Rambam writes that elsewhere. But the Rambam gives a special Hareza Meshubach to talking about the Zayda Lavan. Interesting. The Rambam continues. Anyone who doesn't say the following three things is not Yotze. Pesach, Matzah, Marar. Says the Rambam, Udvarim ha'elu kula nikroin Haggadah. All of these things, what are they? Manishtana, which was in Halacha Gimel, we didn't read. Maschil b'gnos Messiah b'shvach, which is in Halacha Dalet. And Halacha Hei, the Shloish Advarim, this is the Haggadah. The Haggadah is Manishtana. The Haggadah is Maschil b'gnos Messiah b'shvach. And the Haggadah is the Gimel Dvarim. So you tell me, Rabbi Sai, who is the Rambam like? Is he like the Rashbats and the Ravan? Or is he like the Ramban? Is the Rambam saying you're not Yotze, it's a chelek of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Or is the Rambam saying it's a chelek of Pesach Matzil Marah? What do you say, Rabbi Sai? Sipur, clearly, the Rambam says, all of these things are called Haggadah. That means the Rambam says the statements of Ram Gamliel, the same Ram Gamliel, is a chelek of the mitzvah of Haggadah. Not a chelek of the mitzvah of Pesach Matzil Marah, it's a chelek of the mitzvah of Haggadah. Comes from Aryeh Pomeranchik, one of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav, and he quotes something that he heard from the Brisker Rav, who heard from Reb Chaim. This is probably the most famous Chaim on the Reb Chaim on the Haggadah, a very important Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim would say over the following every year at the Seder. Now, if Reb Chaim has a question, then it's a good question. Mm-hmm. Yeah? I mean, Reb Chaim created the yeshivas. The way they learn in yeshivas was a revolution of Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim was the one who was able to like pull apart different aspects of a mitzvah. The mitzvah has this chelek, it has that chelek. This chelek is connected to this part. Reb Chaim was the one who dissected the lamdos of the Olam HaYeshivas. Reb Chaim would ask the following question. We pass in like Denzoyma, which means every single night of the year, you need to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mm-hmm. So what in the world is everyone getting so worked up about? Well, they'll say there. People preparing for who knows how long. People are flying all over the world. 30,000 people are going down south. So $500 million that is being spent into this industry. Why? Because of the mitzvah of Zechiras. You say, hello, we do it every night of the year. What are you getting so worked up about? Thank you. So Reb Chaim would say, there are three differences between the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder, and the mitzvah every night of the year. Number one, every night of the year, you just have to mention it. The night of the Seder, it has to be question and answer. The kid asks, the father answers. The wife asks, the husband answers. You have no one to talk to, you ask yourself. It never stopped you before. You could talk to yourself the night of the Seder as well. Okay? That is the first difference between every night of the year and the night of the Seder. Difference number two, says Reb Chaim, is every night of the year, you just have to mention it. The night of the Seder, you need to be marech. You need to tell the whole story. You need to speak about how lowly we began, how we come from Terach, and Mesayim B'Shvach. You have to go through the entire episode from beginning to end. And finally, the third difference is Ram Gamliel Haya Oimer. Every night of the year, all you have to do is you have to say that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The night of the Seder, you need to explain the reasons for the mitzvahs. If you don't say the reasons for the mitzvahs, then you are not yotze the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says Reb Chaim, if you look in the Haggadah itself is these three things. It begins with Manashtana, question. It then goes to Arami Oved Avi, Metchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and then Rav Gamliel Haya Omer. Clearly, the Reb Chaim understood that the Rambam holds that the Rav Gamliel statement was a dimension of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and is not necessarily a component of the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Marah. Okay, Mar Rabbeisai, so these are the two shitas in the Rishayim. We have the Ra'avan, we have the Rashbats, we have the Rambam, that it's a chelek of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have the Ramban, that it's part of the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, and Marah. Comes Toisvis. You ready for a Toisvis? Pesach al Shema, al Shum Shepasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Batei Abiseinu b'Mitzrayim. God jumped over our homes. Fine. Which pasuk do we say? My rabbis, if you look in the Haggadah, what pasuk do we say? Va'amartem zevach pesachu l'Hashem. And you will say, it's a Pesach offering to God. Says Toisvis, Perush be'amira. Va'amartem says, you need to say, Shetzarech loymar, Pesach ze sha'anu oichlim. This Pesach that we eat is for this and this reason. Meaning, Taisa seems to be saying, and maybe you could be mefakpek and read Taisa differently, but the way I am understanding Taisa simply, and this is the way the Aruch Lener understands Taisa is saying that a chelek of the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach is, you need to say why you're eating it. You know why we're eating the Karban Pesach? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over our homes. Where in the Torah does it say you need to say the reason? What do you mean? Va'amartem zevach pesach u'lashem. If you were to ask, why is there a mitzvah to say the reason for the Karban Pesach? The answer is because Hashem said so. Where did Hashem say so? Va'amartem zevach pesach u'lashem. Aye, what about Pesach? What about Matzah? What about Marar? Says Tosfos, there's a hekish to drag over the din of Pesach to Matzah and to Marar. Tosfos seems to be saying like the Ramban in Brachos, that a chelek of the mitzvah of Pesach is, you need to say why you're eating it. A chelek of the mitzvah of Matzah is, you need to say why you're eating it. And a chelek of the mitzvah of Marar is, you need to say why you're eating it. Comes the Marsha, and the Marsha has the obvious problem. I have a question. Lulav and Esreg. Even if you say mitzvah srichas kavana, would anybody say that you have to say, I'm now shaking the lulav and Esreg because, I don't know, the Gemara says in Tainus to appease Hashem to bring rain. I'm now shaking lulav and Esreg to ward off bad winds. I'm shaking lulav and Esreg to get a good crop. Does anybody say you need to explain the reason for Luv and Esreg when you do it? Does anybody say you need to explain the reason for Tefillin when you do it? Does anybody say you need to explain the reason for any mitzvah when you do it? Even as mitzvahs, there's nobody in their right mind would ever say such a thing. Even those who say the Hashem Yichud, and I'm not going to get personal tonight, nobody says that it's ma'akev. Nobody says you have to say it. It's an Indian. It's a very nice Indian. Fine. Taimer Devaira Perek Chamishi. Nadi Yehuda didn't say it anyway. And even if you want to say that it's a nice Indian, it's a Gehoi B'nai Indian, nobody would say that it's a chelek of the mitzvah. You have to say, it's mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but mitzvah ain't tzrichas amira. All of a sudden it comes Karban Pesach, and Matzah, and Marar, and you need to say the reason for it. Bishlama! Listen carefully. If it's a chelek of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, then maybe we could say, well, the night of the Seder, we have a very expanded chiyuv, and part of the recitation is, you have to explain the reasons for the mitzvahs of the night. But if it's part of the mitzvah, you never have to explain the reason for a mitzvah. So the Marsha says the following. The Marsha says, the more something is connected to Tuma, the more effort you need to bring it back to Kedusha. The Zvachim begins, Kol hazvachim shenishchatu shaloi lishman kesherin, ela shaloi ala labala l'shem chayvasan. Any carbon shechted shaloi lishma is kasher. It's halacha. If you shecht the carbon shaloi, if you have to bring a carbon chatas, we had a shir on this 2 Sundays ago. If you have to bring a carbon chatas and you shechted shaloi lishma, it's a good carbon. You're not yotzei your chiyuv. If you bring a carbon oila and you shechted shaloi lishma, it's a good carbon, but you didn't fulfill your chiyuv. except for Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach le'yushech shaloi l'shma is pasul. Why? Why? Why do you have to have more kavana by Korban Pesach? So Marsha says, what was the purpose of Korban Pesach? Let's picture for a moment. We're in Egypt. Me and you, we're in Egypt, right? We're wearing those sandals, you know, with the straps that go up to your knee. That's like the main way to know if someone's in Egypt or not. Otherwise, how would you know that you're in Egypt? And there are pyramids in the background. There's a lot of sand blowing in your eyes. And we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, right? We bow down to sheep. We believed in sheep. We woke up in the morning. We said, thank you, sheep, for waking us up. We were having a bad day. We said, sheep, come through, sheep. At night, we prayed to the sheep. All day long, we have sheep walking around, and we're bowing down, and we're davening to the sheep. We're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. I'm not making this. This is what the Gemara says. Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. We're on Mem Tesh Shaarei Tumah. We're on a very low madrega. I guess we're on, you know, our grandparents in Europe were on, I guess they were on a higher madrega than we were in Mitzrayim. So on a very low madrega. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, look, we got to wean you off this Avodah Zarah. You got to get rid of this stuff, this garbage. So you're going to take the sheep and you're going to shecht it. So the sheep is basically taking the god of the Egyptians, which is Tumah, and you're in the land of Tumah, and you're in the Ervas Haaretz, and you got to get down and dirty and shecht the Korban Pesach. So Korban Pesach is like the most lowly carbon in a way. In fact, it's the only carbon that could be shechted b'tumah, could be eaten b'tumah. So since it's so close to Tumah, it requires more effort to bring it to Kedusha, and therefore if you shecht it shaloi l'shman, you're not Yotze. Says the Marsha, by the same token, since it is so close to Tumah, and you need to shecht it l'shma, you also, it's not enough to have kavana, you need to articulate the kavana. That's the logic, that's the lamdus, of why, when it comes to Korban Pesach, you need to articulate the kavana. And the same thing with matzah. Matzah was when Hashem took us out from the Tumah. And maror was the bitterness amidst the Tumah. So all of these mitzvos are connected to our state of Tumah and our removal from the Tumah. And therefore we apply the rule, the closer something is to Tumah, the more effort is needed to bring it to the right side. So fine, a very nice svara, but you can't like make up halachos based on a svara. Why do you have to say, how do we know you have to say the kavana? So the Marsha says, well, by Pesach, it's a pasuk. Va'amartem zavach Pesach. Marar would be another pasuk. Why do we eat marar? To commemorate we were slaves in Mitzrayim, and it was bad. Well, the pasuk says, v'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa. And very often in the Chumash, zechira is b'peh. For example, zachar eis ha'shar salach ha'malik. You can't think it, you have to say it. Zachar siyam ha'shavs le'kadsha. You can't think it, you have to make kiddush. So you have to enunciate the bitterness of Mitzrayim, and you have to enunciate the freedom. Like it says, so Marsha says, we have psukim for all these three mitzvahs. The lumdus of why you would require kavana more than any other mitzvah is because it's more connected to Tumah than other mitzvahs. Okay, fine, very interesting. We would still then have to go and explain why would explaining the reasons for these mitzvahs be part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the other Rishonim. Let me skip for a moment. How do we paskin? Now I'm going to spoil the shiur right in the beginning. This way, after in 5 minutes, you don't even have to listen anymore. So you got the punchline, and then after that, people are very tired. I'm just joking. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Ravan and the Rashbats and the Rambam, that's the chelik of the mitzvah of Sipur, or do we paskin like the Ramban and Toisus, that is part of the mitzvah of Pesach Matzumar. So take a look at number 13. You tell me, you know what? I worked hard enough, now you're going to work. You ready? Number 13. The Ramban, the Darkei Moshe. You ready? No, you know, you never know who I'm going to call on. Kasav Haran, v'perak arvei psachim. Ha damrinon kol shloi amar dvar meil bezal yotzidei chay vasoi. First of all, the Ramah says it doesn't mean you're not Yotze at all. It means you're not Yotze Mitzvah Min HaMavchar. Avo Yidei Haggadah Miu Yotze. But you are Yotze, the basic Mitzvah of the Haggadah. So who is the Ramah paskening like? One at a time, please. Who is the Ramban paskening like? I mean the Ramah paskening like? Paskening like the Rambam and the Ravon and the Rashbaz. That's part of the Mitzvah of Haggadah, right? It's part of the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And finally, the Chayei Adam says very clearly, in number 14. Kol echad mi Yisrael mechuyev min atayra l'saper yitzias Mitzrayim b'leil rishon midayraisa b'leil sheni midrabanan. And it's a bigger mitzvah than any other night of the year. But this night you have to say the whole maisa. And therefore, Rav Gamliel says you need to explain the reason for these three mitzvahs. Clearly, the Chayadim Paskins halacha ulamaisa, that Rav Gamliel Hoya Omer is a chelek of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, not a chelek of the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, and Mara.
Why don't we say the beginning of Maggid? At least you should be Yitzir right away. What?
Okay, so that's good. Good question. The Reb Chaim said, really, there's three parts of it. There's question and answer, Manishtana. There is Maschel B'Gnosu Musayim B'Shvach, which is what? Which is Arami Oyved Avi, right? And then finally, Gamliel Hoy Omer. So they're all three of them are critical. Here, the truth is, the Rechayadim only quotes Rav Gamliel. So maybe you could say, you know, that means, what does it mean it's critical? That means we have to have the women inside. So right before the meal, we say it, you know, right before they're about to come in, we make things easier for them. They're about to come in anyway, so you like that answer. Okay. Anyway, and that's how the Prima Gadim Paskins. So the question is, why is this part of the mitzvah? Why is it so critical to explain the reasons for these mitzvahs the night of the Seder? The Aruch HaShulchan wrote a Haggadah called Haggadah Leil Shimurim. And the Aruch HaShulchan's starting point is, like the Rishonim, that it's part of the mitzvah Pesach, Matzah, Maror. But he asks, why would it be part of these mitzvahs? Even according to the opinion, mitzvah Svichus Kavana, you only need to think the Kavana, you don't have to articulate it. So, well, yes, Tosfos says it's part of the Pasuk, Va'amartem Zavach Pesach Hu LaShem, but says Aruch HaShulchan, that's not a chelek of the mitzvah of eating the Karim Pesach. That's the answer to the question, Va'amartem Zavach Pesach is an answer to the question of the children. So what are you going to say? That part of the mitzvah of Pesach Matzmara is giving the answers to all the children? Nobody would say that. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting. In the world of Aruch HaShulchan, the main obligation the night of the Seder, and this is an obligation that is very difficult, and what we're going to explain at the end of the Shira. As we say, B'chol dar v'adar, chayiv adam lirois es atzmai, ki'ilu hu yatzam yitzayim. In every generation, you need to imagine yourself as if you left Egypt. Marv Rav Oisai, I bet nobody ever heard before. Who says that? Who says that? B'chol dar v'adar. Yeah. Could the man behind the statement tell me who he is? Everywhere else, from Gamliel Hayoimer, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Rabbi Yehuda, you know, could someone have the courage of their conviction and get up and say, I say B'chol dar v'adar? No, it's like, you know, an anonymous statement. It sounds like, you know, pretty definitive. B'chol dar v'adar. Chayiv, why not? Rabbi Meir Oimer, Hillel Oimer, right? We have Rabbi Yehuda, you know, Hillel, Kachos the Hillel. So we have people who have broad shoulders and are not afraid to get up and say the way things should be done. Could someone come and say, it's my idea, B'chol dar v'adar chayiv v'adar chayiv v'adar chayiv, says Aruch HaShulchan, they did. Who? Rav Gamliel. It's a continuation of Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel Hoya Omer, you need to say these three things. Why? Why do I have to all of a sudden explain reasons for mitzvahs and explain the reason as part of Sibur Yitzis Mitzrayim? After all, we never do that. Rav Gamliel continues, since B'chol dar v'adar chayiv adam l'rishas asmi yatsumi Mitzrayim, how are you going to reach the level where your imagination is sort of let loose and unleashed and you're, you know, taken back into Mitzrayim where you visualize as if you were there? The only way to do that is to articulate the reason for the mitzvahs the night of Seder. Therefore, Pesach Hashem, Matzah Hashem, Mar Hashem. You know why? Because I'm continuing my drasha. B'chol dar v'adar chayiv adam l'rishas. This is the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. Very interesting chiddush. That the statement of B'chol dar v'adar is Rav Gamliel talking. Okay. Now we move into the next segment of the shir. And that is, okay, Rabbi, nice chakira. Is it a chelek of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Or is it a chelik of the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Umara? Fine. What's the nafkamina? Who cares? What's a nafkamina? What difference does it make if it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Sivur Yitzis Mitzrayim or it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Umara? So what we're going to do now is we're going to say five nafkaminas lahalacha, how you understand Rav Gamliel. Number one, Shailas Hatshuvas Binyan Siyon of Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, the Baal Aruch Lener. The Baal Aruch Lener says something very interesting. Let's say you're a guy, I don't know, you just had a baby. And so Beis HaMikdash is standing. Echves. And now you gotta go to the Oyla Regal, to the Harabayas, you know. Your wife needs you. What are you gonna do? You have to stay home. Is it a heter? I don't know. You know, if it's Nageya, you'll ask a Shaila. But your wife really needs you. So you're gonna have to do Pesach Sheni. So you're gonna go up to Yerushalayim Pesach Sheni. Have a question. At Pesach Sheni, do you need to say Ram Gamliel Haya Oimer Kosh Lai Omar Shalishadom Eilu Pesach Layati Dechai Vasahai? I never thought of that. So it depends. Says the Aruch Lener, if it's a chelek of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim of Higata Telebincha, there ain't no mitzvah of Higata Telebincha or Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach Sheni. So you don't have to say Rangam Liel Hayom. You don't have to say any of this stuff.
There is, because maybe you should say it every single day of the year.
No, you don't have to say it every day of the year. You only have to, every day of the year you just say Laman Tiskar, so you just say it quickly. Laman Tiskar, Zim Tiskar, Zim Tiskar, Mitzrayim. I know people who could say that so fast that you can't even blink your eye in the amount of time they're able to say it. But if it's a chelik in the midst of Karban Pesach, and I'm being makar my Karban Pesach, Pesach Sheni, and Ein Bein Pesach Rima Pesach Sheni, all the differences that are enunciated in Megillah. But that just like Pesach Rishon, I have to explain the reason for Pesach, Pesach Sheni, I would also have to say Ram Gamliel, Haya Oimer, this is an afgamina. That's Brun Shal Sachuas Bin Yon Sion Simon Lamed. Another nafkamina. This is a great nafkamina because, again, we mentioned we paskin la halacha, it's a chelek of the sipur and not a chelek of the mitzvah. So, halacha lamaisa, Mashiach comes, and if we need to be makar of Pesach Sheni, you would not have to say Ringam Leil Hayam. Number two. So, you have a kid. Let's say you have a kid, you have a young son. And it's 9 o'clock, you're making Kiddush. Oh, I'm so tired, I want to go to sleep. So what do you mean? You prepared for 5 months to memorize the Manishtana in Yiddish. You can all stay up. No! I'll buy you a 10-speed bike. Oh no, I can only stay up 5 minutes. So you keep the kid up, pass the Manishtana. I'm going to sleep, I don't care. So he goes to sleep. So did you do your job? Or do you need to wake him up? If it's a chelek of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, then you better come up with another price to keep him up for Ram Gamliel Hayomer. If it's a chelek of the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Umara, your kid doesn't have to be there. It's part of your mitzvah. That's your obligation that you're not Yotzei Achilas Matzah, Achilas Mara. If you don't say these things, your kid, you don't have to make your kid suffer. How do we paskin? It's part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, your kid better be there, or your wife better be there, or you better be there. Because if you're talking to yourself, you got to be up for that part. No, but you see the nafkamina, if it's part of the chelik of Sipur, this is a nafkamina of Rav Moshe Sternbuch in his Haggadah, Moyadim Uzmanim. This Haggadah is so out of print. First of all, when I say so out of print, that's a way of, you know, somebody's going to find it somewhere. But even if nobody finds it, they had it in yeshiva. It's so out of print that when you go into the Sfarim stores, they can say, oh, we have Rav Moshe Sternbuch's Haggadah Tam Vadas. What do you mean? What about the Haggadah of Moedim Uzmanim? There is such a Haggadah? There is no such Haggadah? No. That's how out of print it is. They don't even know about it. In Rav Moshe Sternbuch's old Haggadah of Moedim Uzmanim, so that's a nafkamina between the two Shitas and Rishonim. If it's a chelek of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, then you can't say it to you. You have to say that to your kid. That means you need to tell your kid. This is very important. If you came tonight just to hear this, what bare minimum? What do I need to tell my friend, my family, my children, my whoever's with me? Three things. Answer tonight, Avodah Mayinu. Number two, Mitchilo Evdei Avodah Zarah Hayav Eseinu. Number three, Ran Gamliel Hayam. But my kid missed Dayenu. Okay, it's Taka a Shrek Lechazach. But you're still Yotzei Lechadchila if he missed Dayenu. Or if he missed the Makos even. You know? Yeah, but he didn't pinky out the wine. You know, he blew the whole... No, that's okay. You're Yotzei. You have to know what's the Iker Me'iker Hadin. To be Yotzei Sipur Lechadchila, you need to do bare minimum the answer to Manishtana, Arami Oved Ovi, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and Rav Gamliel Hayomer. Another nafkamina. Okay, nafkamina number three. This is from the Haggadah of Vayagid Moshe. This is number 17. Let's say, you ever see these guys? Obviously not in our neighborhood. They're people who are anti-establishment. They don't like anti-authority. You ever hear of such a thing? People don't like authority. Like, they'll do it as long as you don't tell them. If you tell them, they'll do it the other way. There are kids like that. You know, could you clean for Pesach? What should I clean, the basement? Okay, they'll clean upstairs. They don't like to do what they're told. So let's say a guy who says, I'll say Ringam Lil Hayomer, but I'm going to say it in the beginning. I'm going to say it in the beginning and Manishta in the end. Why? Because it says it the other way in the Haggadah. Are you Yotzei or not? I think you could debate this. But Vayagid Moshe says like this. If it's a Chiyak Mitzvah Matzah, that's why we say it right before the Achilas Matzah. You can't be mafsik between the articulation of the reason and the performance of the mitzvah. Mashen Kain, if it's just a chilek of the mitzvah, Sibur, Tzius Mitzvah, you can say whatever you want. Oh, I woke up 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, okay, Baruch Hashem. Gamliel, no, nafkamina would be, you know, guy went to sleep, he forgot Ram Gamliel Hayomer, he wakes up. You know, does he have to eat the matzah again and say Ram Gamliel Hayomer, or could he just say Ram Gamliel Hayomer? So if it's a chilek of the mitzvah matzah, maybe you could argue. He was mafsik. There's too much of an interruption between. He didn't say it in the context of the achila, as opposed to if it's a part of the mitzvah of Sipur, you could say whenever you want. Here's another nafkamina. I can't believe nobody said it. It's because it's a very polite audience tonight, and everybody knows it already, so they don't want to spoil the thunder. Do you need to say the paragraph of Pesach al Shema al Shem She Pasach al Kadosh Baruch Hu? If it's a chelik of the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach, if you haven't noticed, we are not makir of the Karban Pesach today. There are people in this world that are makir of the Karban Pesach, but most normative halacha is we're not makir on Pesach. No, you don't even have to say the whole paragraph. It's just there, you know. That's what they did. We're not going to take it out. But if somebody forgot it, it's not a big deal. But if it's part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course you have to say it. It's a critical thing. And then my friend Nachmi Luban said a fifth nafkamina like this. There are many Jews who have a minhag to say the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. Do you need to say it on Gamliel Hayomer? If it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mara, you could skip it. What are you saying it for? You're not eating the matzah on Shabbos Haggadah. You just need to say Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. It's not part of the Haggadah. It's part of the mitzvah. You don't say Zeichel L'Mikdash Kehillo on Shabbos Haggadah. So you don't have to say Ram Gamliel Hayomer. But if it's part of the Sipur, then you would say that as well. That would be another nafkamina. Yeah. Does the minhag incorporate Ram Gamliel Hayomer? What's the purpose of a nafkamina? The purpose of a nafkamina is just to like clarify the two opinions. So it's a way of, you know, clarifying. One last thing, then we'll wrap it up. Okay. Ram Gamliel Hayomer. Oh, excuse me. Two more things, then we'll wrap it up. You know. Ram Gamliel Hayomer Kol Shloimer Shoshalim Elu Lo Yatsa Yedei Chayvasai. Does it mean you're not Yotzei at all, or does it just mean you're not Yotzei on the full level? In other words, halacha lemaisa, if you don't do this, if you forget on Gamliel Hayomer, are you not Yotzei at all, or is it you're not Yotzei behidura? I would have said, lo yatsa yedei chayvasa, you're not Yotzei. I mean, that's, you can't get more black and white than that. However, the Ritva Masechta Sukkah, look at number 10. The Ritva says, no, it means, Meaning like this. The Ritva is going on a Gemara in Sukkah. The Mishnah says in Sukkah that this machlok is Tanoim. If you put your Sukkah, if you, Roshay Verubay B'Sukkah Asay, V'Shulchanim B'Tech HaBayis, machlok is V'Sham B'Sulham. So the Mishnah said, oh, but I know somebody who did it. So the Mishnah says, Amr Layim Kena Yisanag, if that's what you did, like Kayamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, you never Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah. In fact, the Ritva, you never Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah at the what did the guy do wrong? The rabbi say, don't put the table in the house, lest you come to eat in the house. But it's a kosher sukkah, and you're yotzei the mitzvah, just you're violating a din d'rabbanan. What does it mean, loy kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha? Says the Ritva, lav dafka, loy kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha means, you're not mekayim it in the highest way, just like Rav Gamliel, hayoymer, kosh loyomer, shloshu d'ormele, v'pesach loyotzei dechavas, in the highest way, but avadu you're yotzei. The Aruch Haner says that's the Ritva, but Tosfos and Daf Gimel Masechta Sukkah says midoraisa you don't get the mitzvah of Sukkah. Tosfos is going l'shitase. Tosfos who holds that the Amira is part of the mitzvah of Pesach va'amartem zevach Pesach, and if you don't say it, it's not a din d'rabbanon. It's you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So Tosfos then has no precedent that Layatza means only Karoilai. All we know is Layatza means you don't get the mitzvah at all. And therefore Tosfos Lishitase Masech Sukkah would say that like Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, you don't get the mitzvah Bechlal. Okay. So now we're inching closer. I'll tell you Noi de Bihuda and then we'll wrap it up. So how many Pshatim do we have in Layatza Dei Chayvasai? Two. We have the pshat of Ravon, Rashbats, Rambam. By the way, the Aruch Haner also says like that, and the Abarbanel. You're not yotze the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have the pshat of the Ramban. You don't get the mitzvah of Pesach Masu Maror. Comes the night of Yehuda and he says a whopper of a pshat. You never heard a pshat like this. Frek the Heligan Noid of Yehuda. Why does it say La Yotze Yedei Chayvasai? It says Hakare Shemav Lo Hishmiya LaAznav Lo Yatsa. Doesn't say Lo Yatsa Yidei Chayvasai. What are these extra words Lo Yatsa Yidei Chayvasai? You ready? Watch out for this. I have a question, Noi D'Pyuda. Everybody knows that we were in Mitzrayim how many years? 210 years. How long should we have been there? 400. So how do we get out 190 years early? Yesh Lachgar. Is it because we worked overtime, we worked so hard, we did 400 years and 210 years? Or is the pshat, we got off the hook? And that's why we had to go into Golos another four times. This is a famous machlokes, famous discussion. Did we do the time in less time, or are we now doing detention for leaving early? Says in the Noi d'Yehuda, I'm going to bring you a raya. This is not detention. We did our time already. The reason we left early is because they made it really miserable for us. Because I'll ask you a question. Ram Gamliel Hoya Oimer. Ko Shloyomer Shloyomer Bezalas Dechavase Pesach Matzah Umarar. It's not rocket science. What's first? Matzah or Marar? What should be first? Marar! First 210 years of bitterness, and then we zipped out of there in a blink of an eye. Matzah! Shalai Hispik was taking Motsekes. Why does Ram Gamliel say Matzah and then Marar? It's out of order. It should be Marar and then Matzah. First was the bitterness, and then was the freedom. The Teretz is. Why was there Matzah? Why did we get out of there so quickly? Marar. Because things were so bitter that the Marar caused the Geula. The grand finale is the Marar. You know why we left? Because of the Marar. But if you don't explain the reason for the Matzah and the Marar, then we have no understanding of why we left early. Guess where we need to go? We need to go back to Mitzrayim. Kol Shaloy Omar Shloish Shadvar Melu Pesach. You were not yotzei your chiyuv of leaving Mitzrayim, and then you need to pack your bags and go back to Egypt. That's how the Noi d'Yehuda learns it. It's a nice pshat, right? Not very comforting, but that's how he reads the words. You are not yotze what your obligation is in terms of leaving Egypt. Marv Rabbeisai, here's the grand finale. This is my favorite Dvar Torah on the Seder. It's not a gamachu, it's not one of these, oh, wow, you know, one of these clever chaps, you know. It's not one of those nice Dvar Torah they tell in Yeshiva. This is thematic, one of the most important ideas about the Seder. Two questions, one answer. This comes from the Haggadah Masa Nisim. People ask me, if you could get one Haggadah, what should it be? It's very hard to answer that question. But Masa Nisim is from the Nesivos, the Nesivos HaMishpat, Yaakov Lorberbaum. You know, the Ketzois and Nesivos. He has a classic Haggadah. It's kedai to get his Haggadah. Question number one. The question we just asked. Who did ask this question? Matzah and Mar, they're simply out of order. They're out of order. First should come the Marar, then should come the Matzah. First came the bitterness, then came the freedom. Question number two, this is the most important question on the Seder. You ready? B'chol dar v'adar chayiv adam lirois es atzmai kilu yatzam yimitzrayim. Every generation, you need to imagine yourself as if you left Egypt. Why? Why should I imagine something that never happened? I was never in Egypt. You were never in Egypt. I don't even know. Do you know people who are in Egypt? Nobody here was in Egypt. Probably. Why should I imagine something that never happened? Matan Torah, our neshamas were there. Our neshamas, as far as I know, I'm not a major Kabbalist or even a minor one. I never heard our neshamas were in Egypt. Why should I imagine something that never happened? Sorry, no such thing. Sorry, not our religion. We don't have to do that. Me? No, there's no such chiyuv. So why all of a sudden? Then I said, "Chayiv Adam Lirois Es Asma Yotzim Mitzrayim." Why? It's Sheker V'Chazav. We weren't in Mitzrayim. Why imagine something that never happened? Says the Nesivos, such a beautiful idea, such a clear idea. If you think that what we're doing the night of the Seder is they tortured us in Egypt, they whipped us in Egypt, they threw our babies into the pyramids. They made us work day and night. We had no life. We couldn't breathe. We were sweating. We were tortured. And God released us and we were freed. And that's what we're celebrating. And we are free today because they were freed. And otherwise we'd still be in Egypt. You missed the entire boat. That's an afterthought. It's an afterthought that things were bad in Egypt and they improved upon the Exodus. So what's the main thought? The main thought is, tonight is the night of Chakirois. This is the most important Chakira you will ever be Chaker. I have a question. Did God love my great-great-grandfather and he therefore took him out of Egypt? And, well, he loved my great-great-grandfather and he stuck with me because then I'm the lucky beneficiary of the fact that God loved them? He loved them. He loved those 600,000 Jews. Even though he knew that what that meant, what we're going to look like, Hashem said, look, I love them and I'll suffer with the great-grandchildren. Or is the pshat that when God took out those 600,000 Jews, he saw them, he saw their children, he saw their grandchildren, he saw their great-grandchildren, he saw you, he saw me, and he says, I want them! I want them and I want you and I want me! I want them! Maybe that's what happened. Is it God wanted them and we're lucky to be beneficiaries? Or is it God wanted Klal Yisrael, the eternity of Klal Yisrael, every individual in Klal Yisrael? He couldn't have taken me out, I wasn't born yet, but he took them out so that he could take me out. Meaning the selection of Klal Yisrael, was it those Jews were selected and we're lucky? Or were we selected also equally? And the answer is, God selected them, their children, you and me. And therefore, in terms of the benefit of leaving Egypt, we are no less beneficiaries than they were. We're equal beneficiaries. The selection, the choice of the Jewish people, the Ahava, the Bechira, the purpose of the Yetziah was something that we benefited just as much as they did. And if that's the case, then we could imagine ourselves as if we were there, because if the whole purpose of taking them out was for that selection, and we were equally selected, then the purpose of imagining that we were there is to feel that we were selected just as much as they were selected. Says Nasivas, what we see from the obligation of Chayv Adam Leros HaSasmai Kilo Yatsumi Mitzrayim is that the sensual avoida of the night of the Seder is to recognize Veratzisa Banu, God wants you. You know how much He wants to hear your Kiddush, how much He wants to hear your Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, how much He wants your Matzah. He took those Yidden out of Mitzrayim because He wants your Achilas Matzah and your Achilas Marar. He didn't just want them, He wanted you. And therefore imagine that you were there because you're an equal beneficiary. And therefore if it would say Marar first and then Matzah, you might mistakenly think all we're celebrating is things were bad and now we're out of the jam. Therefore we start with Matzah. The Iker is that God selected us and He loves us and He chose us and He wants us and He acquired us as His Avadim. You have to be happy to be an Eved. Avdus me'ava. When you get up in the morning, it's not, yeah, I want to do it. No, you don't. I don't care if you want or not. Don't think, I want to go to Shacharis. The first thought is, I have to go to Shacharis, and therefore I'm so happy that I have to do it. If you think I want to do it, then you're going to think, well, today I don't want to do it. The first thing is, I have to, and I'm so happy I'm an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing greater in the world than to be Eved to Melech Machi Amlochim. That's the simcha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a simcha that we are the beneficiary, direct beneficiaries. And that's why we could imagine that we were there. We're not imagining the Mariros. We didn't suffer the Mariros. The Maror is an afterthought. So we say like this, the Iker is the Matzah. The Iker is the fact that God was kind to us as His Avadim. Let's not also forget that things were bad for them and they improved. That's the last thing. That's an afterthought. The first thing is the Matzah, the Geula. Geula means redemption from being slave to Basar Vadam to being slave to Melech Machi Amlachim HaGash Baruch Hu. In England today, there's something called the Knights of the Royal Order of the Garter. What does that mean? That means like this. You would go to, let's say 200 years ago, you go to the King of England and you would take off a sock and the King of England had a fungal-infested toenail and his feet smelled to the high heavens. And you'd remove his verstinkene sock and you'd be zoiche to place one sock on one foot of the King of England. Not both socks, that would be too much covet. And you would wear a special begadim that you are a servant of the King of England and your wife would wear a special begadim and all your descendants would wear a special begadim and nobody could look at you the bad way because you're an eved of the king. And ad hayoim, there are people who trace back their ancestry to the Knights of the Royal Order of the Garter. And just imagine if you have the privilege to do a mitzvah and be an eved to Melech Machi Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What an honor it is. What a happiness it is. What a zuchus it is. The Ribbono Shel Olam selected you for the job. You and your children and your family. At Soif Kol HaDoros. That is the celebration of Chayiv Adam Liris Es Asmai Kilo Yatsam Yimitzrayim. We should be Zoicha Kimeitzeis Chameyas Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois Meretz Hashem. Back here Wednesday, Parsha Shemini. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.